Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Yes, sometimes I sit back and I wonder about how some of the people in my state actually get into any sort of trapping of power. Enter House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Democrat, South Carolina. He told CBS News that while it's legal to buy firearms in the United States, that does not mean it makes it right. As if somehow, some way, it's immoral for you to buy guns, and you should take that into account when you do it. He said he tells people all the time it is like when it was legal to buy slaves before the practice was abolished. So somehow he's equating something that happened a long time ago with something that happens daily now. I kind of think it shouldn't be legal that he gets to push this kind of stupidity out there. If you want to talk about misinformation, this is ignorant information. He said just because it's legal does not make it right, a right thing. I tell people all the time the institution of slavery was legal, but it was not right. Just because they purchased these weapons legally does not mean that that's what the law ought to be. We need to change these laws. Unfortunately, I'm going to be here in my district on Wednesday speaking at the funeral service of one of those young football players from the University of Virginia who died at the hands of a weapon that was, from all indications, legally purchased. That's not the problem. He continued, Chesapeake, Virginia, that gun was purchased legally the morning of the event. We have to visit those laws and do what is necessary to keep those guns out of the hands of people who should not have them. Well, that shooting took place in a gun-free zone. Sir, that's a result of your law that these guys have, you know, been able to get out here and create gun-free zones. This involves a suspect who was convicted of possessing a concealed firearm without a license in 2021, but the sentence was suspended. He should have been a prohibited person, and the law that was in place was ignored. He told the officer who made the vehicle stop that led to the discovery that he paid $500 for the handgun and bought it for protection. He said, we need to sit down in a bipartisan way and say, look, what can we do to protect the public? Nobody wants to take anybody's guns away. Your Second Amendment is there to protect everybody, but so is the First Amendment. But that's not unfettered to. That's always their thing. And actually, it is unfettered there, Jim. Just ask Elon Musk how that's working out. Now, there's a lot of competition for the dumbest thing Democrats have said about guns over the past couple of days, from the Biden declaration that allowing the sale of semi-automatic firearms is sick, to Chris Murphy's assertion that maybe police departments should be defunded if they don't fully enforce every state and federal gun control law on the books. Which, by the way, a lot of those are unfunded mandates. And then we have this thing from Clyburn. All this came when he was on CBS News with Margaret Brennan, and she noted on CBS Sunday Morning that several recent suspects in high-profile shootings legally purchased their firearms and wondered what that says about current law. What it says about current law is background checks don't work. A background check is a Polaroid picture of everything you've done up to that moment. It has nothing to do with anything about what your motive may be behind the gun or anything else. And that is what is paramount. That is paramount. The motivation behind the gun. Now, my motivation behind my gun or guns is that they make it easier for me to keep people from killing me. They do not make it foolproof, but they do make it a little easier. It gives me an option. Maybe. It is not morally wrong for me to own guns. It is not up to Jim Clyburn or Joe Biden about it whether or not I own guns. Better men than them decided that I would own guns, that it would be part of the fabric of the Constitution that I would own guns. Clyburn, what has Clyburn done? Clyburn has brought a lot of money to his district. I mean, everything in his district has his name on it. I don't know of any bills that he's written. I'm sure he's been co-sponsored something or anything out there. But like most of these guys, he's just a talker. But then, you know, he responded to this question about current law that that's all the evidence he needs to know that more gun control is necessary before going off on a bizarre tangent equating gun ownership to chattel slavery. And that's when he said, and that is just because it's legal does not make it the right thing. And I tell people all the time the institution of slavery was legal, but it was not right. Just because they purchased those weapons legally does not mean that's what the law ought to be. We need to change these laws, and unfortunately, I'm going to be blah, 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 okay? Now, here, he does mention that, you know, he knows this is a lame duck session. And he says, let's protect the American people from demented people and make sure that we put some safety and security in people's when they're shopping, when they're sitting in church. Then he went on to talk about the supposed need for a ban on so-called assault weapons, guns that weren't used in either the Charlottesville shooting or the shooting at the Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. But ignore the fact that at least in the case of the Charlottesville suspect, felony charges that would have resulted in a lifetime prohibition weren't pursued by local prosecutors last year, allowing him to legally purchase a firearm after he pled guilty to a misdemeanor and received a suspended sentence. In fact, he seemed completely uninterested in pursuing policies that focus on the criminal justice system and its failures, and he made it clear that he views legal gun owners as a much bigger problem. And that's when he sat down and said that stupid statement. We need to sit down in a bipartisan way and say, look, what can we do to protect the public? Your Second Amendment is there to protect everybody, but so is the First Amendment, but it's not unfettered. It's very clear. So let me get this straight. We need to keep the guns out of the hands of people who should not have them, but nobody wants to take away anybody's guns. How do you actually make that work, Jim? How does, especially when we're dealing with individuals who apparently weren't on the radar of law enforcement like the murderer in Chesapeake, Virginia? He went through a background check and was approved to purchase a firearm, but according to Clyburn, clearly that wasn't enough. So what does he want to see that he believes would have prevented that attack? A waiting period? Mental health evaluation? And if he thinks the law needs to be changed, you'd think he'd at least be able to tell us what he thinks the law ought to be. But he can't. And he won't. Instead, he offers up the bizarre comparison of a fundamental right exercised by tens of millions of Americans to the scourge of chattel slavery that deprived tens of millions of their inherent human rights. And you know who thought the right to keep and bear arms was pretty damn important? Those newly freed slaves who wanted to protect themselves against the violent attacks by the KKK and other groups who wanted to keep black Americans under their thumb and utterly disarmed. If he wants to protect Americans from demented people, then making it more difficult for regular people to keep and bear arms in self-defense is a terrible way to go about doing it. Even extensive psychological screenings for all gun buyers can't weed out every bad actor. You think that would have caught Ted Bundy, Jim? You think your thought pattern would have worked that way? Clyburn doesn't care about specifics. He's not offering even bad ideas. He's just talking off the empty talking points that is part and parcel of what gun control is. A bunch of talk. A bunch of air. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm not a big fan of openly carrying firearms at protests that have nothing to do with the right to keep and bear arms. I'm not really big on protests, to be honest with you. But carrying guns there, it distracts from what the protest is actually about. And yet there are some people who disagree with me, and that's fine. I mean, you know, I don't go to those. They do. More power, live and let live. Yet it seems that now those folks are being accused of basically brandishing guns at these protests. Which is part and parcel of one of the reasons I don't do that. Now, there was a piece out of the New York Times that was talking about it, and unfortunately it's behind a paywall, but Newsbusters opted to talk a bit about it. And we get, in a Saturday article headline, at protest, guns are doing the talking. New York Times investigative reporter Mike McIntyre accuses gun rights advocates with a right-wing agenda of increasingly using open carry laws to intimidate opponents and shut down debate at protest gatherings and public meetings. There's a legal term for what he's describing, and it's called brandishing, a term that describes an illegal activity and does not appear once in his nearly 2,600-word piece. The word doesn't appear because he knows that's not what's happening. He even admits that shootings were rare and that armed protests accounted for less than 2% of total protests. But that admission didn't come until paragraph 42 of 56. He would also admit that when the rare violence would break out, it often involved fisticuffs with other groups such as Antifa. Across the country, openly carrying a gun in public is no longer just an exercise in self-defense. Increasingly, it is a soapbox for elevating one's voice and just as often quieting someone else's. That is what he openly lamented in his opening paragraph. For the record, I don't think openly carrying a gun in public has been about self-defense in a while. Not exclusively about it anyway. Most who opt to open carry do so for a variety of reasons, but many will say part of their effort is to normalize seeing guns in a law-abiding capacity. Few do it just for self-defense, though there are exceptions. I mean, James Yeager, who was as blunt an individual as I've ever known, when I would speak with him about this, he said, well, here in Tennessee, we get a right to carry, and we recommend concealed carry. Now, on the range, of course, his guys carried all manner of things out in the open, but that's what he did. That's what he advocated for. Now, what about guns at protests? Is it a way to silence disagreement? Well, according to Antifa, it is, because that's what they do whenever there's a drag queen event going on at some library for some children. They show up there armed, all in their battle rattle, all in their ninja stuff. And they'll say, we're here to protect the First Amendment rights of these people. And unfortunately, nobody ever actually rolls up on them and says, we're here to protest this. Or the protesters that do, they just stay back and let them stand there looking like little itty-bitty black ninjas with their little guns that are bigger than they. And to be sure, there are likely to be those who won't say what they like to say in the presence of a firearm in the hands of their ideological opponent. They won't get into any other guy's face and yell at him about how he's a terrible human being for disagreeing with the guy. So I guess it could quell a certain degree of speech. But it's not like this guy isn't going to go home and hop on Twitter and say the exact same thing. It's also not like the respectful disagreement with this armed individual's position would elicit a violent reaction either. And if so, that's a crime, and the person in question would be arrested, as they should be. And not that it really matters, because it is a really tiny minority of all protests, less than 2%, and therefore not much of an issue. But that's buried way down at the bottom of his little piece, likely with the knowledge that most people never get that far into a story before clicking away. Because with the left, it's always about what you hear first. That's why they're always first out there saying, this is obviously a part of the right-wing conspiracies, Trump MAGA, it's conservatives, fascists, semi-fascists, deplorables, you know, that's what it's all about. Then, of course, you click away or you look away. Football game's coming up. Something's coming up. And all you remember is what you heard at first. And here's the thing. I don't go to protests anymore. I might go to events, and I haven't been to an event since 2015. Wow. Haven't been to an event since 2015. And as of this moment, I don't really actually plan on going to any events. And the fact of the matter is that whenever I go to an event, there's always somebody there to crash the event. At every event that I ever went to with the Tea Party, there was always, and it was the same people, they would always show up with a car-sized poster of an aborted fetus. Now, that being there did not call attention to the fact that I knew abortion happened. But that had nothing to do with what the event was about. Now, anybody can show up and protest about anything there, except that they were, I don't know what they were protesting, except if they were, you know, I'm pro-life. I don't like to see those. I don't like to think that that happens. It happens every day, though. And it's going to continue happening every day in certain states. And that's just the way it is in a republic. That doesn't make what they do right, as Jim Clyburn would say. But it does make it based upon a law. Maybe a bad law, but a law nonetheless. From a dutifully, a duly elected government. So, I don't go to protest because to a certain degree I see a lot of people that do protest. And all I'll say is this. In a lot of ways, to me, we're at a point now where protesting is becoming virtue signaling. And some people pay a penalty for that. I have a person that's been involved with this show. They decided to do the right thing by one of their children and defend them in school. And then they started getting phone calls from the Department of Justice. And they got identified. I know of YouTubers that get out there and speak in the public forum, and they get labeled domestic terrorists. So that doesn't mean that we shouldn't do this and everything else. But we have to understand that when we do it, that there may be a price to pay. And that's why I never would have gone to a January 6th protest. I'm not going to be accused of insurrection and sit back and just let that happen. If I go there for any reason in mass like that, there's going to be a lot more going on than me just going there, unfair, unfair, unfair. Other than that, it's just signaling. Because it was stolen. It was stolen. We saw the taillights of the getaway car as it was going down the road to inauguration. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Friday at the White House, President Biden signed a tentative labor agreement passed by Congress to avoid a rail strike. The president discusses how the November jobs report was stronger than expected.
Wages are rising faster than inflation, and we've avoided a catastrophic rail strike. It means our plan to build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. You're tired of hearing me say that, but it's working. The wealthy are still doing very well, while the middle class and the poor are having a shot.
A new poll suggests most Americans don't have high hopes for the new Congress. A Pew Research Center survey shows 65% of adults believe President Biden and Republican leaders in Congress will be unsuccessful in getting their agendas enacted over the next 2 years. Just about a third believe they'll be successful. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Seattle's mayor, along with a gaggle of dedicated radicals on the Seattle City Council, they haven't got enough to do during the holiday season, so they've decided to busy themselves with another round of defunding the city's police department. Because that last round of cuts didn't do enough wonderful things for the Emerald City. Yeah. They're proposing to cut another $11 million from the already beleaguered department's proposed budget, including slashing the number of hires by nearly 50% to 120. It's almost like Seattle's elected government is trying to promote still more crime and violence. Maybe defund the police politicians, see higher crime and more dead bodies is just a small price to pay for burnishing their woke social justice credentials. Once again, virtue signaling. And we get this from KTTH. Despite a rise in crime, some on the city council are trying to defund the Seattle Police Department again. Too bad it's getting scant or disingenuous coverage. The council is currently debating Mayor Bruce Harrell's budget. Anti-police council member Teresa Mosqueda, who once defended a man threatening to murder police, is looking to cut funds from the SPD permanently. She just doesn't want you to realize it's part of the defund movement. Harrell's budget temporarily cuts $11 million from the budget. The money would have been used to fill 200 open staff positions, but it was cut to fund only 120. The SPD is dangerously understaffed, so why would they cut the budget? Normally, this would be foolish, but thanks to the vibrantly anti-police council, it would be impossible to fill the open positions. The department has already lost roughly 500 police since the Black Lives Matter riots and protests. They'll be lucky to hire the 120 they're budgeting for. And what's more, Councilwoman Mosqueda is working to make sure her latest defund the police move is permanent, no matter how much things deteriorate in Seattle. And we get this. Mosqueda does not want the cut to be temporary. Her amendment permanently cuts the funding in future budgets. She wants you to think this is reasonable and not in line with her previous successful efforts to defund the police. Seattle City Council will vote on the budget and amendments. And by the time I'm talking about this, it's probably been approved. They're making it permanent. Now then, I'm going to give you something verbatim. I'm going to try to give it to you verbatim. This is from an idiot named John Pavlovitz. He supposedly speaks the truth. And you by the way, you're the problem with people dying. But enough of this vague stuff. Let's start. This is verbatim. I am exhausted. I didn't sleep well last night. I did some things I really didn't want to do yesterday. I didn't want to watch the videos or look at the pictures. I didn't want to listen to the sickening sounds of a desperate multitude feeling jubilation, then confusion, then abject terror, all in a matter of seconds. I didn't want to watch rooms of tiny silhouettes moving like confused starlings from a threat whose source they couldn't determine, then seeing so many of those silhouettes drop away, fall to the ground, and cease to move. I didn't want to hear the rapid staccato of thousands of bullets indiscriminately being shot into children's bodies and the unimaginable terror in the screams surrounding them. I didn't want to watch the jittery cell phone video taken by people pinballing through an impromptu war zone and falling abruptly onto the pavement, the screen going black. I didn't want to look at the fully terrible carnage because I know from too much experience how much that takes out of me. The rage gives birth to the paralyzing grief it brings with it. But part of me was afraid to see it all for fear that I wouldn't feel those things, that because those images and sounds have grown so sadly commonplace that I would no longer be moved by them, that I'd stop giving a damn when people die too soon, that it wouldn't make me physically ill. There's so many people like that. People who never seem to reach a tipping point of outrage, who don't seem at all burdened with deeply mourning for lives permanently interrupted by strangers' bullets. They somehow have a greater passion for the gun than to be gunned down, and there will never be enough bloodshed to make them change their allegiance. I didn't want to watch those videos or look at those pictures or listen to those terrible sounds, but I did. I did this because, exhausting as it is, I know it's far less exhausting than rushing to your child's school in the hopes that you'll see them alive. Watching those videos and seeing those pictures is so much less sickening than getting a text from your child telling you they love you for the last time. Having to look at those vomit-inducing images is far less horrible than having to make funeral arrangements for someone who was perfectly healthy hours earlier. I want to honor those lives by seeing what I'd rather look away from, by hearing sounds that will keep me up at night, by being moved to near collapse so that I sustain a fitting anger at all of this senseless death. I want to dwell on every single beautiful child and adult who never saw this day so that they do not become a piece of data, an acceptable amount of collateral damage for someone else's supposed freedom. Gun lover, I so wish you were as tired of this as I am. I wish thousands and thousands of deaths every year could move you enough to move. I wish you could tap into empathy to eclipse your gun lust. Maybe you don't watch the videos and you don't look at the pictures and you don't listen to the terrible sounds. And maybe that's your secret. Maybe that's why you're not so tired right now. Maybe that's how you sleep at night while other people live nightmares. I wish you were as tired as they are today. I wish you were as tired as I am today. It would probably save people. I don't know what he's referencing in detail. I would imagine it's probably Uvalde. Sandy Hook is probably too far back in his mind to go to. Or maybe he's referencing that as well. Let me just simply say this. We know the formula. To get out there and say, if there were no guns, this would not happen. You are an idiot. An idiot. The biggest loss of life in a school that ever occurred was due to dynamite. Had nothing to do with a gun. Let me give you a scenario. Let's say somebody that doesn't own a gun wants to mow down a bunch of kids. What about a fire drill? What these idiots don't understand is that somebody that is intent upon killing people, and this is the most dangerous ones of them all, because this is about publicity. This is about going out in a blaze of glory. This is about getting payback. And when they do that, when they manage to have their moment, like the guy at the Walmart who was laughing when he was shooting, he's getting his payback. He's been driven to this, and now he finally gets to have his demented, sick fun. The only thing to stop that is someone who can fight back. Now, since none of us are Superman, none of us are, you know, Captain Marvel, none of us are a superhero, we have to rely on tools to be able to fight back in some cases. Some, you know, like, you know, what they found out at the, in Colorado Springs, unarmed people can take a gunman down and beat the living mud out of him. But he did kill five people. And this is where a lot of people get caught up in this stuff. They forget that there's going to be a reaction time. But this is not about guns. And anybody who thinks it's about guns, they're idiots. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. I'm going to give you another piece of his in the next segment, but plain and simple, that's just idiotic. It's about evil. And it is here. It is present. We live with it every day. And getting out there and trying to say, well, if we just got rid of this one object, that the evil would go away. Well, that's the, if you really believe that, you are ignorant. And the ones that are pushing this on you are leading you down a primrose path. Evil has to be met with equal force, if not overwhelming force. And all it takes for evil to have its way is for a bunch of people to do nothing. You've heard the saying. You've seen the quote. It's true. Looking away or substituting an object solves nothing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Here's another piece from this guy. And this is the thing. We're not going to solve any of these things going off on these tangents because we're not getting to the root cause of what's going on here. And the gist of this is that because I don't agree, and most people I know don't agree, that I could wake up tomorrow and decide that I'm a woman, and therefore I'm a woman. I identify as a woman, so therefore I'm a woman. Whether I have transitioned or not, even if I transition, I'm not actually a woman. I still have the chromosomes that I was endowed with, that I was born with. Because I don't agree with that, I am the language of hate. I'm the one that spurs all these hateful things. And this cat, I don't know when he wrote this Pavlovitz. I don't know if it had come out on that particular day that this guy was non-binary in Colorado Springs. But let's look at this. And once again, verbatim. The mass shooting at Colorado Springs nightclub on the eve of Transgender Day of Remembrance that killed 5 people and left dozens clinging to life or permanently disfigured and traumatized is not a surprise. Worse, it's entirely predictable. It is a rotten, putrid fruit of MAGA America and all it stands for and aspires to, and yet its rank and file seems accidentally or intentionally oblivious. In the wake of the murders at Club Q, as usual, Republican politicians have lined up once again to once feign disbelief and pretend to care and dole out phony expressions of abject shock and solidarity. But the truth is, this is what they have made with great intention and care over time. Violence targeting the LGBTQ community is not a random aberration they're trying to make sense of, or it is more like a GOP campaign promise fulfilled. Here's this list of things that have been done. When you continually label queer people as predators, when you repeatedly accuse teachers of being groomers, when you declare drag shows and gay clubs as societal threats, when you intentionally target transgender children and their parents, when you perpetually traffic in irresponsible and dangerous rhetoric designed to generate irrational fear of LGBTQ people, hate crimes like the one in Colorado are the logical progression. Understand this. I'm not afraid of that. If you are an adult and you have decided that you want to do this, while I don't agree that you're going to be successful at it no matter what you do, go do it. By all means, live and let live. I wore a uniform for 7 years for you to be able to go out there and express your First Amendment. And if this is where you're going to do it, have at it. However, in the same breath, why am I expected to believe that a 4-year-old or 5-year-old can wake up? Now, I can't take this kid to a tattoo parlor. I can't take this kid to a strip club. I can't buy this kid a gun. I can't buy him a bottle of scotch. Why is he allowed to make a decision that is going to change, physically change? And I don't know how alterable that I hear about people that are transitioned that want to detransition. How does that work? Once you're castrated, how does that work? How do you get out there and say, well, I'm not anymore? Really? How does that work? So, I don't blame the kids. And, you know, I'll say this. If the parents want to allow that to go, I don't know. Now, it used to be, all those things I just mentioned to you, they would call that reckless endangerment of children. If when my sons were little fellas, if I'd said, you know what? You know what you guys need? You all need a tattoo. You both need a tattoo. And then taking them out and gotten them some ink. Somebody would have seen that, and then that would have been reported, and then I would have been in a heap of trouble. If I'd been like, you know what? Let's go watch these pole dancers. They are absolutely athletically inclined, and you guys will learn something from that. Somebody would have found out about it. They would have reported me, and I would have been in a heap of trouble. Now, if I want to get out there and say, you know what? You think you're a little girl? Okay, fine. Have at it. That's the one thing that they're allowed to want to do that is harmful to themselves. And yes, it is harmful to themselves. Okay, fine. So, you know, I know that there's certain adults that have made the transitions, and that's fine. If they're having a good time with it, if they're enjoying it, if that's the way they really wanted to live life, great. I also know there's a lot of people that kill themselves over this stuff. So getting out there and saying that the problem here is that Christian conservatives are the problem with why these places get shot up, especially given the fact that this guy was identifying as non-binary. This has nothing to do with anything that I say. It doesn't matter about the tweets and the slogans and the diatribes. No matter how crazy I get on here, and no matter how much of a ranting, pulling at my shirt, you know, tearing my face, how much of a just out-and-out rant I go off on, still, that is that getting out there and blaming anything that occurs due to that is basically saying that anybody that listens to me is completely in my thrall, which I wish that were the case. Can you imagine how much money I would make with my advertisers? So, according to this guy, whenever one of these things happens, they become the victims of two vicious hate crimes, of the person pulling the trigger and those who made doing so easy for them. I don't make any of this easy myself. In the case of this particular club, these people that were there, the gay people that were there, the transgender people that were there, they didn't take it. They fought back and they succeeded. They beat the guy within an inch of his life. And that's what they should have done. Because I don't believe that they should be murdered. I've never believed that. I don't believe anybody should be murdered. Not in a peacetime setting. And murder is not the same as a kill in combat. In combat, there's a whole different thing going on. War is about attrition, unfortunately. But not society. So no, nobody deserves. My political opponents don't deserve to be murdered. They might think that I deserve to be murdered. They often say so. They often say so. And but no, I don't have any blood on my hands there, Paul. Sorry. No blood on my hands. I think that everybody should carry a gun to defend themselves. And I think that people that go to places where they can't carry a gun to defend themselves are putting themselves in harm's way, potentially. Odds are they're not, but everywhere that this kind of thing happens, most places where this kind of thing happens, happens partially due to the fact it's a gun-free zone. So anybody that goes into a gun-free zone, whether they be whatever classification you want to get out there, I'm so tired of it that I'm just heterosexual. Very boring. Very boring. You know, just the normal stuff. Anybody that goes out there and gets involved in one of these places where you're not allowed to have a hand in your own self-defense, you're giving over that responsibility to somebody who probably isn't doing anything about it except telling you you can't. Now, if they wanted to get out there and say, well, okay, you can't carry a gun in here for self-defense. We do have armed security here, 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 and here. We also have cameras and all this other stuff. We have metal protectors and all these other things. If you want to do that, okay, fine. Maybe I'm in. But most of the time, it's, once again, a virtue signal. No guns allowed. This is for the safety of my patrons. What a lie. That's a lie. It has nothing to do with safety. It has everything to do with behavioral control. Simple. Simple. It's a simple thing, really. Anyway, I just find when some of these people go off on these tangents now, and it's so simple to them, just blame the gun. No, it's not the gun's fault, no matter how much you want it to be. And it has nothing to do with me believing that everybody has a right to carry a gun. I don't have a gun fetish, okay? I don't. But it has nothing to do with it. That's just an object, inanimate all the way. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.